What advice would you give to someone who wanted to get into becoming a pilot these days?
Probably, at least in New York. Every port is different, the whatnot. But go to one of the maritime academies and go in the deck department, not the engine department. Go in deck. And it's a very good experience. It's good background. And then we have an application process in New York in the Sandy Hook Pilots, my organization, which is every 2 years you can get an application. You fill out the application, and it's an open thing. Everybody has got same shot of becoming an apprentice. So they go through the list and your school marks and what you did in high school and so on and so forth. You come in for interviews, and they have, I think they still do it, they have a community college in New Jersey has a professional career profile testing thing where it's not a test. You sit down with an interviewer and they have those questions, and this will help anybody about what kind of career you should be pursuing. Should you go into law enforcement, advertising, merchandising, harbor pilots, whatever. So based on the outcome of that, this profile thing, that's considered by the applications group to become a pilot in New York. So it helps if you went to one of the maritime academies. You have to be a college graduate for sure. And so now almost all the apprentices, I think we have about 17, I think are all graduates of the different academies. The East Coast Academy, because in California they go into the San Francisco Pilots.
And so you've talked a little bit about some of the benefits and fringe benefits that you experienced through your job. What, if anything, would you say that it's done to your character? What has being a pilot, how has it shaped you? How has the occupation shaped you?
I don't know. Well, it made me punctual. Gotta be on time. You cannot keep that ship waiting. Gotta be there half an hour at least before the ship is supposed to sail. You got stuck in traffic? No, that's not an excuse. If you're in the emergency room, well, all right, maybe, but don't let that happen again. So it made me very punctual, and I still am. You know, I got here today early, right? So that certainly did, because I came from a family of we just got there in time kind of thing, whether it was church or a wedding or a funeral, we were always the last ones in the door. So it certainly made me very punctual, certainly as an apprentice. So yeah. Other than that, meeting all those wonderful captains and chatting with them about their homes and their lives and their politics and whatnot, yeah, it was good stuff. Probably the punctuality thing, yeah.
Good. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add? Any other stories or directions that you want to go in?
No, not offhand, no. Thank you for letting me share my dream with you. This is wonderful. I mean, I do this sometimes with a presentation with a little slideshow that I tell people about what a wonderful job with the ships and so on and so forth. And I just narrate the slideshow, but it's fun. It was a great job. I'm very lucky that I got to do what I wanted to do as a kid. And I'm lucky I live in Maine and lucky to be doing this interview with you.
And I'm lucky to be seated here with you,
thank
too.
Thank you.
So, yeah, thank you very much.